sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. Children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present, one's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing, okay? The schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive, most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And I welcome my very dear friend, and in this place, he's going to be my co-host for this portion of our segment. He's always with me on Fridays. I welcome Don Jans to the program. Don, welcome. Good to have you on board.
Good to be here. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And of course, Carrie Porch has stayed with me, the CNN whistleblower. And so if you missed any parts of this, so we're developing kind of how he got into the whistleblowing, and things really began to come to light for him. Well, he went to work for CNN, and the very first story that he worked on was the Charlottesville shooting. And then the speech that President Trump gave that was clipped in order to create a particular narrative that Kerry discovered when he got back to the studio had been broadcast out to however many hundreds or maybe 50 or 60 viewers that CNN now has. No, I'm just kidding. But that became the mainstream media's whole deal, and why they labeled myself and Don and Kerry, people that look like us, as terrible white supremacists. And then you started to pull on the string, and that ultimately led to your visit to CPAC in 2019, or you were there for CNN, actually. But while you were there, and you had been secretly watching things like Louder with Crowder and The Daily Caller and so on, even while sitting at your desk at CNN, having fully taken on the red pill. But you saw James O'Keefe give a speech, and you just felt compelled, okay, it's time. I need to go have a conversation. And so we're at that point in the story. You go to James O'Keefe. You say, I'm with CNN, and there are some things going on here that people need to know about.
Correct. Like, so I go to him and great synopsis, by the way. I go into him at his book signing. So there's a crowd. And if you've ever been around James O'Keefe, he is he definitely has a celebrity like presence and following, especially in, these circles. Right.
Sure.
So like I had to get in and get out. Like I was very strategical surgical with it. I had to get in and get out. You know, I knew I'd have about, maybe 10 to 20 seconds with him as he signed my book. And Don, as you popped in, I basically went and bought his book just to have an excuse to go talk to him, because I was still wearing my CNN badge and all that stuff. So I had to be very strategic with that. And, I could tell James was very excited at the prospect. I didn't know what I was going to do. I didn't know eventually I would blow the whistle and record. All I knew at that time was I need to go at least have a conversation. Because I did. The tagline, be brave, do something. I mean, if you see something, say something. It's cliche at TSA, but it's true, right? And I just wanted to talk to this man. And yeah, so we exchanged numbers. We talked multiple times, obviously, that month or that week. We sat down. He came back down from New York a couple times for us to have a sit down, meal and have drinks together. Just really kind of talk about, like, no obligation either way. It's just really flesh out, what I saw. Is there a story there? What might I want to do? It was very inviting, very warm. I was never being pitched or sold. It was just a conversation back and forth. James and his team are above board, the most integrity filled team I've ever been around. And it was just about after 2 to 4 weeks of just talking, not really knowing what I wanted to do, guys. Because like I said, if I did this, I wanted to be sure, because I had to be sure he was on the level and he had to be sure that I was, because we both had a lot to lose if neither one of us or one of us wasn't fully committed. And so it started. Something happened at work and I made the decision, like, yeah, let's do it. Let's record. The world needs to see what I see. That way they can at least have the information to make up the minds. Because one thing he always said, and it's always true, is that the media itself, especially now, or even back then in 2017 and 18 and stuff, the media is more powerful than all three branches of government combined, because it can shape public opinion.
Let's hold at that point for a minute, because I think that is really important for people to understand. We talk about the media, we talk about fake news, and sometimes we talk almost flippantly about it. And I think it's important, and Don, I think you would agree with me, I think it's important for people to understand how powerful the media message is and how powerful it's been for many, many years. When you go back and you think about, everybody wants to attack Joe McCarthy and his efforts to try to clean out communism and the communists that were coming in, and we were warned, by the way, the 45 goals of the Communist Party told us they were going to do this. They said, we want to take over TV, we want to take over news, we want to take over college campuses. They said they were going to do those things. It's in the book, The Naked Communist, that was written before McCarthy started his inquiry, by the way. That should be noted. Before he started the inquiry, they said they were going to do these things. McCarthy starts discovering that they are doing it, calling people to account over it. And who stops him? The media. It was a media narrative that ended all that. Don, let me let you jump in with, questions or thought, and then we'll throw it back to Carrie or how,
Well, the thing is, the media has always been extremely powerful in the United States. You go back and you even look at the race between Jefferson and Adams. They shaped that race. They literally killed Jackson's wife during their campaign. The media has always been extremely powerful, forever. The difference being that the media has never been, I don't believe, the media has ever been so one-sided as what it is today. The media is totally one-sided. and there's only this little straggling part of the media that opposes it. So let's not say that we have a unique media today because of its one-sidedness, not because of its power.
Well, and that would go back to the Constitution, right? The First Amendment, freedom of the press. That's why free press was so important. Our founders understood you needed a free press in order to try to keep everybody honest, in order to expose. Carrie, Don just made a statement that we have made on, quote unquote, on the right. But it's a statement that the left thoroughly rejects, and the media has done a pretty good job of fighting back against. I grant that the numbers are dropping and there's all these different things going on, and everybody wants to glob onto that. But at the end of the day, when you run the statistics, you run the polls, people are still tuning in to network news, ABC, NBC, CBS, the affiliates like who you worked for, right? A local CNN affiliate who more than likely didn't just feed CNN. They also fed the local affiliates in that market as well. And obviously, I mean, if you didn't think this was, you know, something that was really influencing people, then you'd be like, I'm just going to take my paycheck because it really doesn't matter. It did matter. Why did it matter?
I didn't really know it at the time. And just to clarify, it wasn't a local affiliate. It was actually the DC desk of big CNN. Like,
okay.
It was where all the, no, you're fine. It's where like all the decisions were made on the politics side.
Let me clarify what I was trying to say. What I meant was, is I wasn't minimizing.
No, I get
that. What I was saying was, is that your desk, the CNN desk, didn't just influence. CNN wasn't the only broadcast network that picked up CNN stories and ran them. CNN's broadcast desk influenced all of the others. ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, everybody is influenced by what CNN does. That was my point.
No, and that's perfect. And yeah, I got what you're saying, and I appreciate that. And you were pretty spot on. Let me circle back, and I think, Don, you're probably more adept at this than I am. I'm still catching up on some of this stuff. But we actually do mention in my book as well, we actually track down like real life current and very recent, like basically proofs of Mockingbird in action, Project Mockingbird in action. We tracked dozens of current and former intelligence officers that now work at CNN and other media organizations. So we're talking about shaping the narrative. One of the things that really made me go, for lack of a better word, stir crazy at CNN was that once I started opening my mind and basically believing a little bit differently, so to speak, I started noticing all around me, and from Don, your experience, correct me if I'm wrong, like the more you see and hear something, the more you're going to believe it.
Absolutely.
The thing was, I could not escape what was around me. Like there's hundreds of TVs, all displaying CNN, MSNBC, this, that, and the other. Even in the bathrooms, there was a TV with whatever live was on it. Like I couldn't even go to the bathroom and not be consuming tacitly media. When I was at my desk with my headphones on, you and I both know the human eye can track the chyrons. So we're still consuming news, even though we're not actively doing it. And that's part of the stuff that really led me to like, oh my goodness, like I am just inundated with this propaganda, for lack of a better word. And it's like, this is what the American people do. Think about it. Even though CNN and other places are losing a lot of credibility now, they're still in airports. They're still in hotels. On YouTube, you may have noticed this. If you're looking for a story, it's going to feed you the authoritative sources first, like from CNN, Fox, MSNBC, versus a program like yours, Pastor, because you're not authoritative, because you don't have that big name, those big red and white letters behind you. And that's why people still give them credibility. They don't look at it with a critical eye.
People oftentimes will search the news to conform to their thoughts. They don't search the news to learn. And this is what we as Americans have to do, is we have to start searching the news to learn. We get zero foreign news in our nation. And foreign news, believe it or not, shapes our news as well. And so it's our responsibility as citizens to make sure we are searching all sources and then compare facts against facts. And we don't do that.
Bingo.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. More coming up with Carrie Porsche, our CNN whistleblower, and Dawn Janz, My Grandchildren's America. And by the way, Dawn is still offering the opportunity for you to pick up his books for a donation to the ministry, which we really need. There's a lot of things we want to try to accomplish, especially in India this year. We've got a long list. You can find it at the website. I'll be back with more coming up right after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar four or more times daily, injecting insulin three or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar four or more times daily, injecting insulin three or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below, or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And our special guest is Carrie Porch, CNN whistleblower, and Don Jans, who is with me every Friday, is acting as my co-host in this segment. Always a joy to have him with me. There were a couple of things that we brought up as we were moving in to that break, and I'm so sorry I got caught up in our conversation, and now I've lost my place. Carrie, do you know where we were at?
Not exactly. I know we were talking about how powerful the media is.
Yep.
And how so, truly so
one of the things we brought up in the break that I think is important is, and Don, you brought this up, that if we could get, well, okay, I know where we were going. So CNN right now is trying to move back. And I know many people are not going to remember this, or I don't know how they'll remember it, but I remember CNN. Don remembers CNN. You remember CNN back in the 80s, back in the early 90s, before the Bill Clinton years even, which is just a two-year span. But in the 80s and the 90s, that CNN was center. They didn't shift left or right. They just told you the news. My statement that I made, and then I want your comment on it, Carrie, is that right now, all of them, CNN, MSNBC, CBS, NBC, ABC, ESPN, whatever outlet is out there, CNBC, they're all way out here to the left. Fox, in my opinion, has also moved left of center. And now CNN is saying, we're going to break out of the pack and we're going to go back and put ourselves in the middle and do straight news. That is going to, I don't know if they can survive it, not from any other means except for the fact that they're going to have arrows shot at them by everybody. Yes, maybe.
No, and it's a great, I mean, you're pretty much spot on, I think, Greg. And, you know, it all come down to kind of money. Like, you and I, the three of us here and your listeners, and I believe hopefully most Americans do want just the news. We're all sick of the partisanship one way or the other. Like, okay, like whatever. It'll just come down to, okay, is CNN getting viewers again with the newer format? You know, they fired Cuomo and Stelter and demoted Don Lemon to the morning show. I haven't looked at their numbers recently. I mean, when we talked off the break, my goal was never to destroy CNN with my blowing the whistle. I wanted them to return to what they were built upon as the news. If it does, great. I don't know. Then you might be onto something. Are they going to create more enemies from their peers if they do it this way? I personally think, in my humble opinion, it's going to basically be, is there money in just reporting the facts these days? Because you may have remembered a interview with, I think it's Ted Koppel and Brian Stelter on a panel at like Princeton or some Ivy League panel. And, you know, Ted Koppel, legend in the business, right? And he's like basically just goading Stelter. He's like, you know, you guys can't live without Trump. The ratings are through the roof. Financially, you can't survive. And then Stelter's like trying to, we report the news. And of course, a room of journalists is now laughing at Stelter of just trying to deny the obvious truth. So, like, yes, CNN made money hand over fist with Trump. And even after, they still talk about him, right? So it just depends on if they're going to go to this new format. Will the clicks and the ad revenue and everything like that, will it follow? And I think that'll actually send a smoke signal up. Like, if CNN can survive and flourish and going back this way, then others might be as well. So there's a lot of possibilities. I'm obviously foolishly optimistic, and we'll see what happens.
Well, and they're going to have to move just to the right of Fox, because truly Fox has moved left of center. And so they're actually going to move right of Fox. And then you have to wonder, will that finally wake Fox up to say, hey, we need to get back, because they've lost mass viewership themselves, I believe, because of the fact that they made the move. Tucker kind of gets it, but you know, I don't know. Don, your thoughts on this as we kind of close up.
Well, my thoughts on this is very simply, I don't want to listen to people who tell me what I know or tell me what I should think. I want to listen to people. I want to get facts from what has happened. Just give me the facts, what has happened. I believe I'm capable of forming my own opinions as to whether I agree with it or do not agree with it. And to this day, I'm still searching. I'm still searching high and low. I thought I'd found it on One American News, but they are also switching. Even their straight news days are also switching to more opinion pieces. And when we watched Walter Cronkite, I did not know whether he was a Republican, a Democrat, a liberal, or a conservative. All I knew is what was happening in the United States and in the rest of the world. I knew there was a revolution going on in Brazil. I knew there was unrest in Peru. I knew that in France they were having riots as well, people saying, no, we don't like what's going on. I don't know that unless I go to BBC or I go to some British newscasters now. So this is what we have to have, I believe. I'm not interested in what AOC thinks about gas stoves. I could care less. Give me hard fact news. Let me form my own opinion. And I believe I have enough background to come up with a reasonable opinion. And if it's not reasonable to you, that's just too bad. I will form my own opinions based on my own background.
There we go.
How dare you, Don? How dare you, Don, have a reasonable take? It's crazy.
Carrie, I know you've got to run. Thank you so much for taking this time to be with us this morning. I really greatly appreciate it, and I do look forward to getting you back on and want to encourage folks to be looking for that book. We'll get you back on to talk more about that and be promoting that book for you here. Carrie Porch, CNN whistleblower. God bless you, sir. I appreciate so much what you're doing. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Greg. And thanks to you, Don. Look forward to being back on. And real quick, the tagline, you guys are going to love this. Comes out February 7th. The book is titled This Was CNN with was scribbled over is. And the subline is How Sex, Lies, and Spies Took Down the World's Largest News Network.
Wow. I love it. This was CNN. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more. God bless you, sir.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called UltraShot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. UltraShot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of UltraShot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. UltraShot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. UltraShot also contains exotic herbals. UltraShot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an UltraShot. Thanks to UltraShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, I want to share with you, we have some pretty aggressive plans for what we would very much like to do in India, and you know, with your help, we can do those things. But there are some very, very serious needs that are taking place over there, and I want to I want to speak to those and let you know what's going on. Let me open this up and then I can share it with you. My pastor Samuel writes, greetings to you in Jesus' name from India. Let me bring this over here. There we go. At present in Punjab, it's not very favorable for Christianity. The Sikh community is against Christians and pastors. They've been threatening the pastors not to conduct the Sunday service. Most, they are targeting the house churches. Now, this has been going on for quite some time over there, where you have, and in fact, they have wanted to. There's a... I talked about this earlier, so let me see if I can find that message from Pastor Samuel. This goes back a couple of months now, but essentially we have had a situation over there where the Sikhs wanted to have the police round up 5,000 pastors and put them in prison. That was their goal, was to put these pastors into prison. And you know, this is really very, very, very serious. We actually had to go out and purchase cameras. Here's one of the stories. In Punjab, there's a lot of persecution of Christians going on from the Sikh community, as well as other religions like Hindu and low castes are being targeted. Recently, one Sikh person shot 5 bullets and killed a Hindu leader named Mr. Sudhir Suri. And the next day, there was a bomb blast at the railway station of Amritsar. Now most of the Sikh people are becoming arrogant and always look at others with anger. They've been telling that we will shoot, that we shot one of the prominent Christian leaders so the Christians would be scared to stand against the Sikh community. Meanwhile, they're not willing to give work to the Christian community, those who are living in villages. The Sikh community have made a plot against Christian pastors to blame them falsely so the pastors would be arrested. Now the Hindu community is so angry and telling that we will kill the Sikh people. In Punjab, Sikhs are a majority. In others, they are minority. We are Christians, have visited and prayed with the family of the deceased and shared the love of God. We need your prayers. There's just a great deal of prayer that is needed, and we really do need your prayers. We need you to stand with us. Let me see if I can get this to come up. Okay, there we go. And we're going to do new. And I'm going to do a little copying and pasting. I'm going to be making, by the way, a presentation next Thursday. The Save the Persecuted Christians is hosting a panel discussion. And I will be having the opportunity to share, and hopefully, possibly, I'm going to get Pastor Samuel to join in. But we're going to have the opportunity to share what has been going on, and kind of give you a real update of what is taking place. So and we'll be able to tell you too, you know, what we have done. Why we believe that it's good ground to sow into. Just to give you an example, greetings to you in Jesus' name. Here we would like to share about the India ministry that we're doing under the leadership of Pastor Greg. We have our base in Amritsar district of Punjab, India. We have a Bible school with 20 students. We are giving biblical training for 1 year, providing them food and accommodations. We're not charging anything because most of the students are from villages and poor backgrounds. We have a small orphanage with 10 children that are living with us. We are sending them to school, providing food, clothes, and accommodations. We have 550 churches all over Punjab, and that number is approaching 600 now. We're supporting 120 pastors financially every month. We've been providing groceries to widows, poor, the old and needy families. We have, we'll have our 35th borewell going in different low caste communities and villages. Each borewell provides fresh water for as many as 120 families at minimum. And a family consists of, you know, probably about 10 people, maybe even 15. So that's between 1,200 and 3,000 people that are being blessed every day with each well. We have been running 3 sewing centers specifically for young widows. After the completion of the sewing course, we're providing them with certificates and gifting them a new sewing machine to self-support. We've been providing bicycles to pastors whenever we have funds for bicycles. We also do charity distribution of jackets, clothes, and shoes to orphans, the poor and the slum, and the needy children. We're distributing blankets to widows and old people. We're doing outreach meetings in the villages where I, Pastor Greg, am preaching and sharing my testimony, and many, many people are being saved and healed in every meeting. And we give all the praise and all the glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And your help, your donations make it possible. Your donations make it possible. So that's really where that becomes so critically important. We can't do this without your help. We just absolutely cannot do this without your assistance and without your help. And it's just so critical. Now, relative to, again, the things that are going on. And by the way, as we do this program, our ministers and our ministry in India is praying for the program. But we are also not just praying for the program, we're praying for you. You that are listening, every person listening right now is being prayed for by several hundred individuals in India during this program right this very second. That's pretty exciting to know. Pretty exciting to know. Now, recently we had an outreach for our pastors. and let me come over here. And for those of you that are watching, you can see this. Let me clean this up really quick and get rid of a couple of things that are on here in having to do with... There we go. We'll get rid of that, and we'll get rid of that. Okay. So this is the meeting, and you go on. You can see this is our pastor's meeting. You can see all the pastors. You can see if you look very carefully, you can see up towards the front me being projected onto the screen, and this is what we do. There's another shot of the ministers, the people that are there that are being blessed. These are the blankets. There's a picture of the blankets back there. There I am on the screen as I'm talking. Pastor Samuel is translating into Punjabi. Again, another picture of the folks that are there being blessed. This is a great picture of Pastor Samuel and myself as I'm preaching. This is what they see, their hands extended. And this was where I had asked for any that were ill or suffering to raise their hands so we could pray for them. And we did. In this shot here, I had asked pastors that were around individuals that had raised their hands to go and be participants by laying hands on people who wanted prayer. This is a great picture of the blankets. These are some of the lights that we had out. Just some really neat stuff going on with regards to that. These are the drums that we gave, and I'll be back with more after this.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
People don't like to get stuck. Stuck in traffic, stuck in the mud, stuck at work, and two others you probably don't think much about. Stuck with a big medical bill, or stuck with a healthcare program that doesn't fit who you are. Experience true medical freedom with Share Healthcare. More affordable, more options, user-friendly, and biblically sound. You can join right now. Explore a new way to show you care with Share Healthcare. Join us today at sharehealthcare.com. Sharehealthcare.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner. I want to introduce you to a product that I think will interest everyone. The product's called Natural Sleep, available at cgrwellness.com. I've been seeing clients in the alternative health industry for over 40 years. One common problem seems to stand out. People just can't sleep. Maybe it's too much stress. Maybe they've gotten older. Whatever the reason, we have a solution you need to get a great night's sleep. You can find it at cgrwellness.com. Natural Sleep uses a combination of vitamin, minerals, and some very healthy calming herbals to support relaxation and calmness before sleep. It's a fast-acting liquid formula that tastes great with no negative side effects or hangover effect in the morning. And it's non-habit forming. The product's available in a 16-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout, and get $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code Chosen Gen Radio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's a great way to save money on your credit card bills. If you have three or more credit cards and you're way behind on the payments, we can show you a way to make one payment, pay less, and have zero debt. Much faster than just making the minimum payments. Trust me, this is a proven way to reduce your credit card bills and be debt-free. Please call our special credit card debt hotline number now. We always promise you a free consultation.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. So these right here are the drums that we're giving, that we gave, actually not our giving, that we actually gave to our pastors in India. There's another picture of those. You can see if you're looking on the screen. Folks, your donations go. They need the drums. The drums help with the worship. The blankets that you saw earlier in the pictures, those blankets are necessary because they need the blankets because of how cold the ground is right now. The pastors were given jackets at this last pastor's meeting. In addition to prayer, in addition to the teaching that was done, we also gave jackets. Go to Cash App and make a donation. Would you consider that right now? $5, $10, whatever you can do. $ Pastor Greg CGR. Don Jans, who also, by the way, gives, and he's not on the show because he gives. But he gives because he believes in what we're doing, and he's seen it. So we have these books that Don has donated to us, that we're giving away. The Road to Tyranny, Two Visions for America, Goodbye Constitution, Freedom America, Republic or Democracy, Does It Matter? And Setting Brush Fires of Freedom. These are the five books that Don Jans is giving away. We're asking for a donation of $100 or more for that. Now, I also have a book by my friend A.J. Rice. A.J. Rice has a book out called The Woking Dead. For a donation, again, of $100 or more, we'll send you a copy of AJ's book, How Society's Vogue Virus Destroys Our Culture, The Woking Dead. This is a number one bestseller. We'll send you that. Just all you need to say is do you want Woking Dead or do you want the Don Jans group of books? We'll be happy to send those to you. I've got a few others. I've also got The Devil Inside the Beltway. I've got some copies of The Devil Inside the Beltway by Michael Dougherty. And if you would care to get a copy of this, again, same donation. making $100. Those are pretty thick books. They're priced at, I think, about $50-$60 each, if you wanted to get them. So I don't want to, you know, and we're not trying to undersell. And that's the reason that I would, you know, make a suggestion of that. And besides that, your $100 donation, understand, a $100 donation allows us to meet the needs of five pastors for a month. Five of the pastors we can take care of in a month for a $100 donation. It's about $20 per month is what each of the elements that we're doing costs to support, whether it's the teachers that are teaching the sewing schools, or whether it's the pastors that are pastoring the churches, any of those leadership positions. We need about $20 per month in order to be able to fund them so we can send them the support that they need. And so if you make a $100 donation, you're impacting not just directly those five lives, but then you're impacting it. There's a multiplier effect that's going on, a source multiplier effect that's taking place, because you're also blessing and helping to meet the needs of individuals that are impacted by them. Think about it this way. When Michael Morris comes on the program, or T. Rose comes on and talks about what happens when someone is censored, they talk about the secondary impact of that. So you have the person that is censored who puts information out, but then you have maybe 1,000 or 10,000 or however many it is that don't get to see the information they're putting out. They also are impacted. And so the same thing is taking place. So these are the drums. Let's see. These are the I believe those are the jackets. Oh, those are the pistachios. Here's a picture of us actually putting in one of our wells. And so you can see this is putting the well on the ground. And we pray over these wells. We pray over these communities. This gives us such an amazing opportunity to impact the community that we are going into. There's a still picture of the event of putting in the well in that particular community. And this is me showing that we got stuck. So let me pull out of that. All right. Now let me go down here and give you a little bit of an update. That's my family. Let me go down here. That was our Angeli, who's going to be coming to stay with us. She ended up in the hospital. Okay, let me go down here. So this is the update with regards to what had happened at our pastor's meeting that we had. There were 150 pastors that came with their wives. They got the word of God. There were many that were healed. More than 30 pastors and their wives were healed. After the meeting, 100 pastors got warm jackets as a Christmas gift. 20 pastors got drums. 20 pastors got carpets. All the pastors were served dinners, and they were just so blessed by the event and by what took place and by what happened. Let's see. Also, this is just talking about what's happening with regards to the attack on the community. The Sikh are attacking Christians. Things are not incredibly favorable when it comes to what's happening there. So we talked a little bit about earlier about the assault. This is well, there's just more of that that continues to go on. And let me put this in over here. So greetings in the name of Jesus Christ from India. At present, the situation in Punjab is not favorable to Christianity. The Sikh community is against Christians and the pastors. I started to read this to you, but I wanted to give you more background on it. They've been threatening the pastors not to conduct Sunday services. Most are targeting the house churches. They want the people out of Punjab, claiming that Punjab is the Sikh community, and all people need to get out. They want to make Punjab into a Sikh country called Khalistan. Nowadays, it's very hard to do open-air meetings. They're always blaming the pastors and Christians that were converting the people by giving money. Because of this, villages, the Christians are under a big problem. They're not getting proper work, therefore they're starving. And so it's so important for us to be helping and to be assisting. This final update that I'm going to give you really quick has to do with Jammu and Kashmir. Jammu and Kashmir is the furthest northern part of India. Here's the update. We had a pastor's meeting with pastors yesterday where the pastors heard my testimony. We brought that up. We could not connect by internet. There's no internet to connect with, no internet service. So we had a recorded version of Pastor Samuel and I, and he would translate into Punjabi. So we played my testimony. And so here are some pictures of the pastors receiving the blessings of finances that we were able to give to them, which is such a blessing. There is a picture of Sister Anjali. Here's another picture of the pastors and how we were able to give them finances. Okay, so I guess I need to go the other direction. There we go. There's the meeting there. You can see there's the projector, and that shows me and Pastor Samuel, of course, is praying along with the prayer that I prayed. There's another picture of this is me giving my testimony, and so we played the testimony. Pastor Samuel had downloaded that onto a computer so that way he could share it with them, and here they are having a meeting. This is a meeting of the pastors, and it's being translated, and then the support that was given to them as well. And just what a blessing. But it's incredibly, incredibly challenging. So we shared the testimony. All the pastors together prayed for our family. All pastors served food. Here's some more details about Jammu and Kashmir. This is a state that's being dominated by Muslim and Hindu communities. The Christian population is less than 1%. Pastors cannot preach openly. Most of the pastors are doing ministry secretly, especially in the Muslim-dominated areas. Pastors and Christians are being persecuted both by Muslims and Hindus, and so they're really struggling financially, and they need your help. Make a donation today. Cash App, $, Pastor Greg, CGR, paypal.me/PastorGreg. Venmo at Pastor Greg CGR, or go to chosengenerationradio.com, click on the donate, and make your donation today. Coming up right now, Sandra Whitten and Texas Fully Loaded right here on TECN TV. And I'll be back tomorrow with more Chosen Generation Radio.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God, and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil, and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.